that Holy Ghost that made him the living body that he was, preached to the spirits in prison, the people that had died and had gone on and been buried, and that's the only place that after death that anybody was ever offered life again. And he offered them people for 3 days and nights in prison, he offered them life, that you can turn to me, or you can go ahead and live in like you're in sin and face the judgment unprepared to meet me. Now that's my understanding of the Bible. Mm-hmm. But the general in people, they say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they separate them just like your three fingers. But you can't do that. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And said, if you can't believe, if you can't believe that, said, believe me for the very work's sake. And it said, the things that I do, said, greater things than these shall you do, because that he's gone to the higher power of the Father. And people get that mixed up. They don't recognize that when I built this house here, I moved in the house. And when the Holy Ghost made the house through the transaction of Mary, a miracle performed, why, then he moved in the house just the same as I moved in my house here. And it become one. And that's the way that we see the Bible. And they still keep them separated.
I see what you mean.
And when they baptize anybody, this church, when they baptize anybody, they're going to baptize them. And say, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. But they've not even baptized them in a name.
Mm-hmm.
All they went over is a ceremony. That he told them, said, baptize in the name of Jesus. And if Peter lived right with Jesus, didn't know how to go and baptize people, when that he got up there on the day of Pentecost, why, I don't know how to baptize only like Peter did myself. If I was going to baptize anybody, I'd say, I baptize you, my sister, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And that's the only way that I could baptize anybody. I wouldn't say, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, because we wouldn't even be baptized in a name. Father in a name, Son in a name, and the Holy Ghost wouldn't just be a name. And Jesus said, I'm coming in the Father's name. He said, if one's coming in his own name, said, him, said, you'd receive.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm coming in the Father's name, and you receive me not. And they was blinded. That was a blinding place there for the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was for. And then that was for people like me and her and you to get saved. For us to have the privilege to get saved was the Jews was cut off from the Tamar. They was cut off. And where they was cut off from God, where the Gentiles was grafted into the tame olive tree. And that's the reason why. And they don't like us. They call us the Jesus name people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, ain't no name given under heaven whereby that you must be saved, only through the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Hebrews, the second chapter, I believe it is, said that every knee shall bow, and said every tongue shall confess that he's a Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Actually, he has got a Father. And that is the Holy Ghost that lived in him. And the Holy Ghost that lived in him, you can never find. You can't never find only the, said there's three that bears record in heaven.